Many scholars will tell you that the early church was a prophetic community, and that's true. The description we have of the church in the New Testament is one of a mighty church. The fruits, the gifts, the manifestations of the Spirit abound at every turn. Paul speaks of men and women prophesying at church meetings as if it were a matter of course. He speaks of miracle workers in the Galatian letter as if they were a natural part of the congregation, and they were. James counseled the church to call upon the elders of the church to pray for the sick, and they would be healed. And should they have committed any sin, they would be forgiven. All the meetings of the saints of God in that time were characterized by the powerful presence of the Spirit of God. Paul wrote, "When you come together, each one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation." He said, "Let the prophets prophesy." And then he said, "Indeed, you may all prophesy, one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted." This is the picture of the church that is given us in the New Testament. It is happy, it is holy, it is powerful and persecuted. There may be different teachings and ideas of how the church should live and function and worship today, but this is the picture of the church in the New Testament. And any teaching and any idea that is different from this picture is obligated to explain itself to the people, is obligated by the very fact of its difference to explain why there is such a difference between the church of the New Testament and what is called church today. What is this that is called church today? What is it? What is this tradition that points the finger and cries fanatic, fanatic, at those who dare rise in the congregation to prophesy or speak in tongues? Isn't it strange that those who would have been the normal pattern in the early church now seem weird and strange to the masses, especially to those who call themselves of God? Who are you who call yourselves ministers and children of God and yet slander the very men and women God Himself anoints to heal the sick and work miracles among us? Who are you? Who are you who malign those who dance in the Spirit as emotionalists and ostracize the meek and the lowly? By what authority do you forbid to speak in tongues, to quench the Spirit, and make of none effect the word of God by your tradition? What is this that calls itself the bride of Christ? What is this that gathers once or twice a week in rich apparel and ornamented building, that sits in rows silent and still? What is it? It is strange. Is this the holy church of God? Is this the congregation of the righteous? Are these those who believe? Jesus said, not Peter or James, not John, not even Paul. Jesus said in the 16th chapter of Mark, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. In my name shall they speak with new tongues. In my name shall they take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Jesus said, "In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." This is how Jesus described His own church. Those who believe. "They shall have these signs follow them," He said. Do you believe? Two young, God-loving people and God-fearing people whom I personally know and personally know had been preparing for overseas missionary work for some time were turned down by one foreign mission board recently because some of these signs did follow them. What is this that calls itself the church and persecutes those whom God has called out? What is this that calls itself Christianity and denounces those through whom Christ himself works healing and miracles today? What is this vast superstructure we have created which raises itself up as the church of the living God and persecutes the saints of the living God? What is it? Where are the signs? Where is the Spirit's voice? Where are his works, his power? The church is not an abstract idea. It is not a hierarchical structure. The church is not a building. The church is those persons who have been born again, who have been baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? I leave with you these thoughts to think on this week. There are those who say, I love the church. I'll die for the church. I'll do anything for the church. And they can hardly get along with one another. What is the church? The church isn't an organization headed by duly elected officials. The church is those people whom God has chosen, has baptized by his Spirit into his body.